Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, if you didn't already know, this is Money Smart Week, a week set aside every year to let folks think about some things that they can be doing maybe a little bit smarter with their money. We have some tips here for you from a study that was done by Florida State University. One of the benefits of being in the nationwide university extension system, we get to use all this great research from research universities around the United States that are involved in extension work. This study done at FSU, funded by the FINRA nonprofit group, looked at the financial habits of a number of people who had had equal opportunities to accumulate wealth throughout their life, and they looked at how they wound up towards the end of their working careers, how financially fit they were, and how set for their retirement years they were. And they came up with a set of six simple things that the folks who were by far the most prepared for retirement and the most financially stable had pretty much uniformly done these things across the board. So they call these the simple six rules, or the six strategies that you can use to make sure that your financial house is in as good of order as possible. The first one, and this should be number one on everyone's list, is just talk about money. Whether that's talking with your partner, talking with other folks in your life, if you have children or aging parents that are involved in your financial picture in some way, but all the parties that are involved in your finances, and usually this is predominantly a spouse or some other partner in life that you have finances mixed with, just talking about money and making an actual plan, discussing how it's spent, how it's earned, what the priorities are, very key and something that all of these households were doing on quite a regular basis. The second strategy that many of them were doing was asking or discussing finances with their employer. Now, many of these folks asked questions and found answers from their employers, such as that they offered whether that be a 401k match or some sort of financial counseling services, just talking to employers about how to maximize benefits that were available to them, as well as some access to outside sources such as financial counseling, different stocks and bonds companies, but any benefits or access to things related to finances that may be available through that employer. Strategy number three and strategy number four kind of tie into each other here. Number three is work out what you will need. So that's kind of take the long look down the road, look at what you think you're going to need, and you may want to take factors into consideration such as what type of lifestyle do you want to have in retirement? Do you want to simplify, live a little bit more simple life? Do you want to continue to live in the style that you're currently accustomed to in the home, same style of life that you currently have? Or do you want to maybe start spending a little more in retirement, do some more traveling, do some cruises, do a little world traveling even? So knowing the type of spending you want to do in retirement, and then also knowing what sort of looking at things like inflation and other things that may be going on in the world at the time of retirement. So knowing that number that you can kind of shoot for of what you need to have socked away at the time of retirement, pair that with how you think you'll spend your retirement, and then how long potentially you think you will be in retirement, which is always a little bit of a guess, but certainly you can look at average life expectancy, and you also want to look at what age you plan on being when you retire. So when you will start dipping into that pot of money also plays a big factor in there. The second piece of that, which would be strategy number four, is forecast what you think you'll have. There are a number of tools available on the web for both working out what you'll need and forecasting what you will currently have. And forecasting what you have just means if you continue on the patterns that you're at, with the income patterns that you're at, the savings patterns that you're at, the investment patterns that you're at, if you continue on that same path, where will you be? And then compare that number to what you think you'll need. And you can start to get a pretty good picture of whether or not you're on the right track. And a lot of these calculators, though, that you can find online, or we also have some available as worksheets. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But if you start working with some of these numbers and you see that you're way off, You can start playing with some of the numbers a little bit and see where you can make those big changes to get closer to that number that you need, which you also of course figured out when you did step number three. So the fifth strategy would be maximize savings and your earnings from interest. Some examples of things like this would be pre-saving for any big purchases. Say you want to buy a car. Most of the very financially fit groups that were studied almost always would either save all of the money or at least a good percentage of the money that they needed to go out and make those big purchases, whether that be a new car or a big screen TV or a large furniture purchase, a home remodeling type thing. They had a predetermined percentage of that expenditure that they wanted to have in the bank before they would make that purchase. So having that planning ahead to avoid the impulse buying and racking up large amounts of debt. And the other thing is they routinely also saved a little bit of money with every paycheck, whether that went into the fund for the big purchases or just into an emergency fund. They also saved a little bit of money back and watched the interest grow on that. The sixth strategy would be minimize debt and paying interest. So this is kind of the counterpart to number five. You want to maximize your savings and interest and minimize your debt and having to pay interest. So you can do things like making sure you have an emergency fund to cover any of those unexpected expenses like car repairs, home maintenance, issues like that. They routinely also, these couples that were studied that were very well financially off, also did things like paying a little bit extra on their mortgage each month to try and reduce their debt little by little. They also paid all their bills on time and paid the credit card balances off in full every month. So some good tips to remember there. Some resources from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach that can help you accomplish these. These are available online at the ISU Extension store. We have a series of different items. The Retirement Secure Your Dreams series is 13 different publications for everywhere from how to start planning for retirement to decisions that you want to start making as you consider when to retire. We also have the Money Mechanics series. There's 12 different resources and publications on there that talk about life events, such as purchasing life insurance, purchasing a car, considerations for each of those items. There's also a series called Ready, Set, Retire that's five or six different publications specifically for folks who run a farm or some sort of agricultural operation. And there's also some money resources to start teaching youth about money, like an allowance game, a sheet where they can start tracking how their money is spent and learning how that sort of comes in and goes out. We also have several online blogs, the Money Tips blog, Spend Smart, Eat Smart blog, and the Eco Family blog, all focus in some way or another on money management. So for more information on any of this, of course, you can check us out online. Just look for Cass County ISU Extension online. We also have a Facebook page where you can follow us to learn about upcoming events. And of course, you can stop by the Extension office anytime, 805 West 10th Street. Give us a call, 243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.